Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 7, 1804, day 55 of the expedition. Camped on the larboard side today. This would place them in present-day Doniphan County, Kansas, just upstream from St. Joseph, Missouri. Travel today was rather uneventful, including the usual wind, sandbars, and vegetated riverbank, except for one man being very sick.
Encamped on the starboard at 7 o'clock. A violent gust of wind from the northeast with some rain, which lasted half an hour. George Drewer informs me that he saw in a pond on the starboard, which we passed yesterday, a number of young swans. One man was very sick, struck by the sun. Captain Lewis bled him and gave him nitre, which revived him much. Captain William Clark, July 7, 1804.
Knowing that the Corps of Discovery would have no doctors accompanying the expedition and no hospitals once they left St. Louis, President Jefferson sent Captain Lewis to Philadelphia to learn from Dr. Benjamin Rush at the Philadelphia Philosophical Society how to care for the men while in the wilderness. Dr. Rush was highly regarded by the Founding Fathers and was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. For 3 months prior to the beginning of the journey, he instructed Meriwether Lewis in the arts of bleeding, purging, and otherwise treating a variety of conditions. More about Dr. Rush and his rules for preserving good health later. Regarding the incident today, bleeding was the standard remedy of the times for almost everything. The nitre was potassium nitrate, saltpeter, used to increase the flow of perspiration and urine and to reduce fevers. The sick man was Private Fraser. Tomorrow, the Nodaway River and Nodaway Island.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.